Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle. Brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Art Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com. On the morning shift.
Time to go in the huddle here on the morning shift, but Mike, you got a really good tweet there.
Yeah, shout out to our guy Noble on Twitter. Says he's listened to us while he's deployed. He said he's turned up about the schedule. So shout out to him, and also a number of other people kind of checking in and giving their predictions on what's going to happen. Our man Art Maring says sweeping the Saints and the Panthers. So I'm on board with that.
All right. So yeah, if you want to call us too, we'll try to get you in the segment as well. But 404-726-0929, you can give us your thoughts on the NFL schedule as a whole, on the Falcons schedule. Let us know what jumps out to you. Give us a shout. All right. So once again, NFL Network will have a late season Saturday triple header. And this year it's in week 17, the weekend after Christmas. So the league will select from a pool of five games for a 1 Eastern, 4:30 Eastern, and 8 p.m. Eastern kickoff. So the pool is made up of the Broncos at Bengals, Cardinals at Rams, Chargers at Patriots, Colts at Giants, and Falcons at Commanders. And the Cardinals-Rams is the only divisional matchup with the two teams in the closest proximity. So could easily have a part in that Saturday slate.
Yeah, wouldn't hurt my feelings, you know. But then again, Sunday games are nice. They don't throw off your routine, or you get a full week. So,
are you worried about the? I was curious when I saw those four primetime games. I was like, Bo's gonna have to have the sleeping bag in his office so he doesn't miss any shows. Are you?
That's the first thing I thought of.
Maybe bring you in a cot or a futon.
I think Tish on Twitter tweeted and said, "Well, kids might be missing school because we going to those primetime games." And I said, and she goes, "That's what the first thing I thought." And I hit her back and I go, "The first thing I thought is there's going to be a lot of nights spent in my office sleeping." I'll say this, though. You know why I'm not as worried is because, and there's, both of you can relate because you play the schedule. Tiffany works it. They're early. And so I'll still be somewhat fresh in the season.
Right.
But man, those primetime games, if you
won't
get like
that wall yet.
Dude, you get in late November, early December, and you're trying to figure out Christmas and then you've got these primetime games, you're not getting any sleep, boy, that wears you out.
Yeah, sometimes I think about I did get a bye week last week, and I don't know if it was just the way it fell, but
last year.
But I was living for it because I think I was almost going to be crawling to the finish line by the end of the season.
Hey, the other thing about that, talking about the start times too, is 4 o'clock games. There's two of the 4 o'clock games, but they're both away. I was really hoping for a 4 o'clock home game so I could get the kids to be able to come because you know you can't take them to prime time.
Nice.
The Broncos one is a That's a 1 o'clock game, a 2 o'clock right, game essentially. Yeah. But it's 4 o'clock in here. The Panthers won at Carolina, week six. That one's weird to me.
That's scratcher. Yeah.
Because I mean, again, last year we had all 1 o'clock games.
Yeah, this is like
Sunday.
So many caveats to this.
So
one.
To Tiffany's point earlier, which I think was a really, really good one, that's a Kirk Cousins, Raheem Morris effect. That's what that is because it, you know, you're playing Bryce Young. I mean, and Dave Canales. I mean, it's Carolina. It's not a game that Fox is like, man, can't wait to have Falcons Panthers at 4 o'clock for our national game.
And we know usually, you know, CBS is home of the AFC, but I do see there is the Falcons Chargers that is on CBS. So maybe I'll get one.
That'd be sick.
One time.
That'd be sick.
I'll put it out there in the universe, even though it'll be on the West Coast.
Yeah, see, you're not jinxing it. You're throwing it out right, there and willing it to
victory. It's here. Sorry. That would be great. Get a home game. All right. So this via the Wall Street Journal, Netflix will pay about $75 million for each of the two Christmas games to be televised in 2024. The Chiefs at Steelers and the
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Stevens, that Texans, the NFL reportedly starting the bidding at $50 million.
I was reading an article, I believe it was on The Athletic yesterday, and it was basically saying, pay attention, because when Netflix, you need to pay attention to what Netflix does, not necessarily what they say or something like that, and basically when they jump in, this is a power move, and they have told people that we're going to slow roll our live sports department, but basically they've been testing the waters. And this could be more than just Christmas Day games in a few years.
Well, I think, too, and we've heard from Disney CEO Bob Iger, and he's talked about how Netflix is really the gold standard in terms of streaming platforms. And he was actually talking about it in terms of account sharing. Password sharing has become, you know, a lot of people, like Netflix has tried to get rid of password sharing, and there's a lot of people that do that with ESPN Plus and other things.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of something to pay attention to. But Netflix is the gold standard. So when you look at streaming platforms, and they haven't dipped their toe in a ton to live and events, but you saw the Tom Brady roast and things like that, when they start throwing this money around, for Netflix, they're just trying to break even on the NFL, right? They want people to sign up and get subscriptions. And so it's like, hey, we might even break even or even lose money, but on the back end, I'm sure hopefully we'll gain it because people will be subscribed.
The Panthers are the only team with no primetime games this season. They will get the one standalone game, which is at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, when they kick off against the Giants in Munich, Germany. That's in week 10. But that's the only time the Panthers will have the NFL's undivided, will have the NFL fans' undivided attention. Well, of course, there's still a possibility of flex, you know.
You get no sympathy from me or empathy or whatever you're
take
looking
that.
For. Not you, but Carolina fans. Because,
yes.
Hell, that's where I was last year. And we didn't even get a 4 o'clock game. It was all 1 o'clock except for our Jacksonville game in London, which was a 9:30 standalone. So, oh, okay, well, you know
but
what?
Were they the only, not negating what you're saying, but this is the only team that doesn't have, I wonder who that was last year, if there was a team that didn't have a single.
Dylan and I knew we had the Cardinals game last year at 4 o'clock, but that was a West Coast game essentially, so.
Yeah. I look at it, I'm like, yeah, take that. How's that feel? No primetime, no eyes on you. Sorry about it.
They were lucky they got us and the Commanders on the schedule, or they wouldn't have any 4 o'clock games.
I almost said the same thing.
I mean, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You can think the Bucs, the Falcons, and Washington, because we don't count. I'm not going to count the West Coast game in Vegas. Hey, I'm looking forward to going to see that Vegas stadium.
Yes, it's actually really cool. The Week 7 Monday night matchup between the Chargers and Cardinals will be broadcast exclusively on ESPN+. It is the only game this season that is exclusive to ESPN+, which also simulcast on Monday night football games on ESPN and ABC. Kickoff is set for 9 p.m. It is the lone primetime game currently on the Cardinals' schedule.
Sound familiar?
Just said it. Bob Iger, I just said it.
But remember, that's what we got in our London game last year.
So take a listen to this. With ESPN Plus and Netflix on the list, fans will need NBC, CBS, Fox, ABC, Sunday Ticket, NFL Network, ESPN, ESPN Plus, Peacock, Amazon Prime, and Netflix to see every game this season.
I remember when the NFL was on CBS and NBC, and I think it was like mid-90s, and I know Day-Day remembers it. Dylan wasn't born yet. And,
don't age that man.
And I'm just saying Day-Day remembers it because Day-Day's my zen. And Fox wins the rights, and they take it over, and they're like, we're doing football different. Like, Fox is taking over the NFL, and you had Terry Bradshaw. And I brought all that up because it was like two stations, and then you would get – they started mixing in the Sunday night football games on ESPN, and I was like, man – and now, would you name like 9 networks or 9 carriers?
I mean, and basically, if you have basic cable, right, you're going to get NBC's, CBS, all that stuff. But then it's the streaming network, streaming platforms.
The sad thing is, the only one of these I don't have is Peacock. That's the sad part.
I got you.
I got all of those.
I got you. I got Peacock.
What are you talking about? Be careful.
Yeah. I don't
wink, wink.
Actually, I can't. I think there's already too many people using my Peacock. My neighbor's dad uses my Peacock. My mom uses my Peacock. I don't care. I pay for it. It's mine. That's my subscription.
I'm just
saying.
This
hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. What you got for Mike Dub?
Oh, man. Raheem Morris was on Bussin' with the Boys yesterday, and he brought up a scenario where Nikola Jokic has to tackle Bijan Robinson. You don't want to miss that. We're going to talk about Raheem Morris and some of his breakdowns of the craziness of the last couple of weeks. So we'll hit that on a Mike Dub. Stay with us at Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.